So sometimes some people feel as if they are in the wrong body. So they try to change their body, they become transgenders. So does reincarnation play a role in this? Yes, it can. See, as I said, that the soul normally identifies with the body with which it has. But sometimes if the attachment to a particular body is very great, if the event of death is not processed properly, then the soul continues to identify with the previous body. So, you know, to identify with the body which we have is bad enough. To identify with the body which we don't have, that is even worse. So, it is a difficult situation when a person is in that situation. See, the whole focus in today's world is on horizontal change. Whereas in a spiritual culture, the whole focus is on vertical change. By what I mean horizontal change? By horizontal change, I mean that everybody feels dissatisfied with their situation in life. Nobody can say that I'm fully satisfied. They may say at one moment I'm fully satisfied, and next moment something says, I want that. Now why is that happening? So actually, dissatisfaction is a fact of material existence. And the whole process of spiritual knowledge is meant to help us to channel our dissatisfaction most constructively. Srila Prabhupada, in a lecture to hippies, I think one of the first Rath Yatra lectures, he says, you know, all of you hippies, you are not pretty much appreciated in America. He says, because they consider you a frustrated people. He says, but I appreciate you. He says, human life is meant to be frustrated. He says, only when you are frustrated with life will you inquire about spiritual life. Athato Brahma Jigyasa. So this is Prabhupada's brilliance. But nobody translated Athato Brahma Jigyasa as human life is meant to be frustrated. But it's true. Most people, they inquire about life's higher side when they're frustrated with what they have. So the point is that the dissatisfaction with material existence is the norm. Now, in modern materialistic civilization, the whole focus is on removing that dissatisfaction by changing one's material situation. So, that means it's horizontally. If I'm here, if I'm dissatisfied, I move here. And maybe I'll be better over here. I move here. And now, sometimes, some material change may make things better. But ultimately, no material change provides lasting happiness. If I am in an ocean, if I have fallen in the ocean, and I am in a stormy part of the ocean, I look, oh, that part of the ocean looks so peaceful. I just want to go there. And I make great effort, swim against the waves, and finally get there. I feel peaceful. But after some time, the storm comes there. Then where do I go after that? So now, if there is somebody in a helicopter above and they have offered us a rope, come out of this ocean, and we are so caught in going to the other part of the ocean that we don't even look at that rope. We miss the rope. That is extremely unfortunate. So in the human form of life, we have that rope, that capacity for spiritual inquiry and the capacity for spiritual growth. That is the rope. And especially if we come in contact with spiritually minded people, they help us to raise our consciousness upwards. So unfortunately, in today's world, because the propaganda is so much on material change, do this, you'll become happy. Do this, you'll become happy. Do this, you'll become happy. But actually, yes, some material changes may make some things better. But where will the material change stop? And no material change makes people fully happy or forever happy. So the dissatisfaction which is there, some of us may be dissatisfied with our looks. Some of us may be dissatisfied with our relatives. Some of us may be dissatisfied with our gender. But that may be more unusual. But ultimately, it is just another specific variant of a generic problem. So in today's world, what has happened is the attempt to assert one's own sexual orientation, that has become a whole movement in itself. And then whether that is right or that is wrong, there's a big ethical debate between religious people and non-religious people. But the whole point is missed out, that that dissatisfaction is generic. And the solution to the dissatisfaction is to raise our consciousness upwards. So yes, we may feel dissatisfied with the disoriented in the body we are in. But whichever body we may be in, we will still be disoriented. So it's best to raise our consciousness upwards spiritually. And by practicing Bhakti Yoga, by connecting with Krishna, now we will be able to deal with whatever discomfort we might have with our material situation in a reasonable way. But unfortunately, the propaganda about material change is so great that we forget that there is a rope which can take me out of this ocean itself. So our focus should be not on saying this is right or this is wrong. See, as soon as we get into this is right or this is wrong, the moral issue becomes, people say, who are you to decide what is right, what is wrong? People become very rebellious as soon as the judgment is passed in moral terms. But if we talk in terms of, you know, what is really progressive, this progress is not going to power to lasting happiness. This vertical progress, raising one's consciousness above one's body level, to one's spiritual level, that is what is truly progress. And the spiritual wisdom of the Bhagavad Gita opens doors and provides methods for us to make that spiritual progress. Does it answer the question? Thank you very much.
So I believe many people still have many questions, including myself.